got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed at dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, along with money-saving tips and community event information. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or 855-487-3224. You may also check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number for housing.org. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to make the move towards home ownership. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. Well, coming up on today's show, Amy Jo Moyer joins us with the latest information about the health and well-being of Palm Beach children. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He is the best delivery vehicle for real estate news and industry trends, and he's right here on the Reach Radio Show just for you. After the news, Gigi Santiago joins us with an update on the grand opening of the new offices of Reach located in Kendall. I understand it was a blast, and of course, Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segments discovered a few things that you may not want to do yourself. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
We have so much news for you today that it might not fit in the allotted time, but I will make a valiant attempt at the bottom of this hour at 12:30. Here's what we're going to talk about. The Home Affordable Refinance Program. That has the HARP and the HAMP and all of that. We'll explain what those are and how they can help you. We'll look at the overall health of Broward and Palm Beach counties in terms of real estate compared to the way it was 2 years ago. We'll also look at the rental housing market. I guess it's no secret to anybody that it's booming as foreclosures are happening. We also want to recognize a group that supports six area food pantries. They conducted their 20th annual End Hunger Walk last weekend and apparently was quite successful. The National Housing Allowance has amended a lawsuit against U.S. Bank accusing it of not maintaining foreclosed property. Our friend Vince Larkin talked about that this last week. We have details for you. And the average mortgage rates fell for the third straight week, making it more affordable to borrow to buy a home. Those stories and much more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Cool beans. When we return, Amy Jo Moyer will tell us how the Children's Services Council turns unhealthy children into healthy children with some TLC. Did you know that one in 320 homes in Palm Beach are in foreclosure? That's the highest in the state, and the city of Canal Point is the lowest.
I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ooh.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heavy with a lifestyle change message just for you. If you're a first-time home buyer and you're looking to use HUD, FHA, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify for HUD assistance and to receive big discounts from the banks. REACH offers a litany of workshops and one-on-one personal training sessions designed to assist you in qualifying for home ownership. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that will show you how to deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. REACH also offers free foreclosure and modification counseling, and most people charge for that. It's absolutely free at REACH. We also have FHA back-to-work counseling, financial budgeting workshops, and many other mortgage products, most at no charge to you. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 will get you there. Press 0 for the operator if you're calling over the weekend. During the week, just let her fly. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? Jump on the bus, Gus, and call the good folks at REACH right now. Their toll-free number is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. For more than 10 years, our first guest has been a strong advocate for those in need of health care and social services. She graduated from the University of Maryland University College with a master's degree in public relations and an MBA in finance. She started her health management career in 2007 and currently is the communications specialist with the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. Amy Jo Moyer, welcome to Reach Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about the Children's Service Council. That's here in Palm Beach, but actually it's in Boynton, right?
It's in Boynton off of Gateway and 95.
There you go. So what do you do down there?
Well, I work in the communications division, but the Children's Services Council is a special purpose government. It was created by Palm Beach County voters in 1986, and their sole purpose is providing prevention and early intervention services to keep children out of welfare and juvenile justice systems.
Wow, what's wrong with that? That's actually a pretty darn good thing. So it's good that the voters were smart enough to put you in that position there. What is your main mission over there at the council, the Children's Council?
Well, our overall goal is that every child in Palm Beach County grows up healthy, safe, and strong. And by that, we mean that the babies are born healthy, that they're free from abuse and neglect. And by that, we mean we like to provide preventive measures where families can get the education that they need in order to, again, grow up healthy, safe, and strong. So we also want to make sure that young children are ready to learn socially, emotionally, academically, physically, and behaviorally when they enter kindergarten, and that they have access to summer school, quality summer school and aftercare programming.
So you're just like the guidance counselor, right? Well, I know it's a little more complicated than that, but basically when it gets down to it, and a lot of people need that. So you do prenatal care along with aftercare, after the birth care, right?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with all the lingo and the words. I'm sorry. I just have to talk like a regular old guy.
Right? Oh, that's perfectly fine.
So who do you serve? Just people in Palm Beach County? Or?
Yes, we serve all families in Palm Beach County raising children. But our main focus is on pregnant women and their families, mm-hmm. infants, and families with children under 6. We offer free developmental screenings to young children, but we also provide services to older children through our after-school and summer programs, our parenting programs such as Triple P, and teen self-esteem building programs and family support programs as well.
Do you have any basketball things that you do? Because I know that's cool, right? Everybody does.
Everybody loves basketball.
People have big hearts, and it's great that you and people like you are out there helping other people, because without you, we'd be lost.
It's our privilege.
Well, that's great. Well, tell me a little bit about your child safety campaign. That sounds interesting.
Well, our child safety campaign, which is called the What If Campaign, is an initiative of Children's Services Council, and we partner with Safe Kids Palm Beach County and the Drowning Prevention Coalition. So we provide parents and caregivers vital life-saving information that protects children in the home and in the community. So we use traditional messages and digital media messages, and the campaign shares information about safety in and around water, vehicles, town, and the home. And we have more information on our website.
I was just going to say that. What about you're into social media? Everybody is nowadays. And if you're not doing that, let me give you the website, folks. It's www.cscpbc.org. CSC, Child Safety Council, Palm Beach County. So cscpbc.org. Check them out. They have all the information that you need to know. I went to the site last night and took a look at it. It's a pretty slick site.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a lot. I think you do more than just what you're telling us. Yeah. What are the details of your literacy campaign that you're running?
Well, let me go back and give you some premise about how we work. We fund agencies that provide direct services. So we serve. Last year, we provided services to 77,000 children and their families. And we fund more than 35 agencies, 50-plus programs, everything from Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies to the Palm Beach County Food Bank. And we strive to be evidence-based and results-driven.
77,000 people in this county you take care of?
Last year alone.
That's more people that live in my living room. I mean, wow, that's a lot of people to take care of. How big is the staff that you have over there?
We have about 100 staff members.
And working hard, right?
They're working hard, and we have several different divisions that vary. So program division, we have also an evaluation and research division. We have a fiscal oversight division, and so we all come together to make sure that our programs are providing the services that the community needs, and it has the proper oversight that they are giving the outcomes that we seek.
And do you get private funding as well as government funding, or is it all government funding? How's that work?
Our funding basically comes from property taxes, and so that funding goes directly, majority of that funding goes directly to programs.
Perfect. Well, that's what it's supposed to do, right? So I'm sorry, I was asking about your literacy campaign because I know how important it is.
My Happily Ever After begins with reading. It's a public awareness campaign throughout Palm Beach County that promotes the importance of grade-level reading. And we've partnered with the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County, the school district, county and city libraries, and many others in the community to launch this campaign. And it focuses on three important factors for reading success. So the first one is school readiness, summer learning, school, and school attendance. And we also had several book fairs in Palm Beach County schools where we've given over 84,000 children books. And some of them have said that's the first book that they've ever had, you know, to call their own.
Isn't that amazing? And everybody, I tell you, reading, folks, if you don't start your kids reading at a very young age, you're making a big mistake. So we're going to take a short break. But when we return, Amy Jo Moyer has some important news about the future of Children's Service Council and how you can lend a helping hand. Did you know that more than 35% of single-parent families with related children live below the poverty level?
Ain't got no hope. I know later on.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, and we're speaking with Amy Jo Moyer. For more than 10 years, she's been a strong advocate for those in need of health care and social services. Currently, she's a communication specialist with the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. Thanks for hanging through the break. But if you're raising a young family and you need some help, Is there special help for a person like that?
Yes, there is. And the families or individuals seeking help to raise their children or families, if they have any questions at all, they can contact us on the main number that you mentioned. And we will connect you to our entry agencies, such as Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies, or HomeSafe. And they'll be able to determine whether or not you may need some of our services or answer any questions that you may have.
Sort of like a pre-screening kind of thing.
Yes.
Right? So what do you got going on for the future of the Children's Services Council? Any programs coming up?
Well, it would be our hope that we can continue making sure that our children grow up healthy, safe, and strong. But there are some programs that are in the pipeline, such as The Incredible Years that focuses on toddler-parent relationships, and then also a program called Child First, which focuses on mental health, which we see a severe growing need within our county.
That's a problem that's starting to increase. Do they know why?
Well, research tells us that there are other stressors in life that can lead to mental illness. Mm-hmm. However, in children, it could lead to other things such as depression and coming from family interactions. And so we're looking on the intervention side, where it would be a situation of a two-prong approach, where they'd have the mental health specialist and a caseworker going into the home, helping a family developing a plan and resources in the community that would work best for them.
I know that I think I read peer pressure and bullying seems to be one of the biggest problems, and that compounded with problems in the home causes the mental breakdown.
So many factors, yes.
Yeah, it's almost hard to keep track of all mm-hmm. that. Are there any other agencies that you refer to?
Well, we have a partnership. Apart from the list of agencies that we fund, over 35 agencies that provide direct services through 50 programs, we form a network. So depending on what the family's needs may be, we can help refer them to the appropriate agency. And if it's also something that we do not focus on, again, through our partnerships, through non-funded agencies, we tend to have the ability to direct them to where they can go to get assistance.
Right. Is it just interaction with the people that you're so close to that you know what the problems are, or does someone have a set of guidelines that you follow?
Well, every family is different.
That's what I would say.
And every family has a set of challenges that they might be facing, some similar to other families and some very unique. Mm-hmm. And so our professionals and our programs are trained to do specific evaluations and interventions and to help families get the solutions that they need. But again, we also focus on the front-end solutions. So if it's early childhood education or providing, making sure that our 200 child care centers, making sure that they reach that quality counts so that the young children get what they need in order to be ready to enter school, or whether it's through the 17,000 scholarships we provide for aftercare so that families are enabled to go to work and provide for their families. All these things are part of the bigger picture.
That's almost so big it's hard to see. Well, no, you do a lot of work, and you know, you said 77,000 kids that you helped last year. That's a big number. It's almost like, we said a little earlier about 35% of the single-family homes living in poverty. Is that mainly what you deal with, the folks in poverty? I mean, other people have problems, too. Are they allowed to call?
Well, a lot of our programs are focused on low-income families. However, there are many other programs that are for all Palm Beach County residents. So, for example, our Triple P parenting program, we might have parents that are dealing with toddlers in difficult situations, and they want to learn how to handle those situations, or if they're doing the right things as parents, they can attend our seminars and learn that information in order to enhance their parenting skills, and that's for any Palm Beach County resident.
Let me give the website one more time. It's www.cscpbc. PBC, of course, Palm Beach County. CSC, the acronym for Children's Services Council. So cscpbc.org, and check out what they have to do there. You can also contact them at 561-740-7000. That's 740-7000. Pretty easy number to remember. Amy Jo Moyer has joined us. She's the communications, and I'm kind of envious. You're a communications expert.
Oh,
that's a little intimidating.
Yeah.
No. You're doing a great job, and especially what you do there. Any programs or events coming up? Real quick, like, we got about 30 seconds here.
We do a lot of outreach through our outreach agencies, and so CSC per se, Children's Services Council per se, doesn't have anything in particular that we are organizing for the community. But I would say that we are excited and elated to provide services within the county, and that we would hope for any families in need, they can contact us, and we'll be able to provide the resources that they need in order to make sure that their families grow up healthy, safe, and strong.
Perfect. I like that. 561-740-7000 is the number to call. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show directly after the news. Gigi Santiago joins us live from the Aquin Foreclosure Prevention Event at the Sheridan Suites in Fort Lauderdale on Cypress Creek Road. And, of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. After that, Our House segment has a list of things you may not want to do yourself. And then the Reach Girls have more news live from the Aquin Foreclosure Prevention Event happening right now. But first, live from the Electronic Palace located just above the dungeon floor, it's Reach Radio's news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Well, in terms of overall housing health, Broward and Palm Beach counties are both about the same as they were 2 years ago, according to a report released on Tuesday from Realty Tracks listing firm. Broward and Palm Beach each scored 40 on a scale of 0 to 100, putting them both in the toss-up range when it comes to market strength compared to 2 years ago. Now, the lower the score, the better the market is, so we're about 10% above the mean. While the two counties did show declines in foreclosure starts and increases in median home prices, Broward and Palm Beach do still rank among the national average, above the national average, in the percentage of homes that are worth less than the mortgage amounts. At the same time, residents in the two counties need to devote 7 percentage points more of their income to afford a medium-priced home, according to Realty Track. South Florida's rental housing market is booming as foreclosures and price declines scared a lot of people. There are fewer empty rental apartments in Broward and Palm Beach counties this year over last year, and rental rates are a bit higher. Some new renters are former homeowners who lost their properties to lenders, while others don't want to be shackled to homes in an uncertain economy. Turning renters into buyers is critical to solving the nation's housing woes, according to analysts. But even young professionals who've never owned appear to have soured a bit on the prospect of buying homes. And for now, at least, many of them appear to prefer renting. The Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP, is a government refinance program meant to help homeowners whose homes have lost value since they bought them. HARP was originally announced in 2009 as part of the Making Home Affordable Initiative. That's a program that also launched the HAMP program, H-A-M-P, a lot of acronyms. The primary difference between HARP and HAMP is that the Home Affordable Refinance Program is meant for homeowners who are current on their respective mortgages. Despite the lower mortgage rates in more than 1 year, the lowest in more than a year, fewer than 16,000 HARP II loans closed in January of 2014, making the fewest closed loans in any one month in HARP mortgage history. Now, fewer HARP closings doesn't diminish the program's importance to U.S. housing, however. In many states, HARP loans still account for more than one-fifth of all refinance activities, and households often save more than 30% on their mortgage via the program. Plus, more than 3.2 million HARP loans have closed since the program started in 2009. The Home Affordable Refinance Program remains a very important part of today's U.S. mortgage market. A group that supports six area food pantries conducted its 20th annual walk to end hunger last weekend in West Palm Beach. They drew more than 400 people from 34 organizations, schools, and religious groups of various faiths and denominations. The walk raised more than $35,000. That's a record amount, organizers say. Organizers say as many as 200,000 people in Palm Beach County know what it's like not to have enough to eat at one time or another during their life. Walkers started out last weekend from Holy Trinity Episcopal Church on Flagler Drive in West Palm amid booming music, dogs on leashes, and volunteers handing out water on a warm weekend afternoon. The National Fair Housing Alliance has filed an amended lawsuit against U.S. Bank, accusing it of not properly maintaining foreclosed homes in minority neighborhoods across Palm Beach County and other communities nationwide. The group originally filed the federal lawsuit in 2012 and has amended it twice. It says now it has investigated 489 U.S. bank-owned homes nationwide, including 8 in Broward County. Vince Larkin, the CEO of the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches, has told us that poorly maintained homes, devalue neighborhood properties by quite a lot. The Fair Housing Group says that it investigated 10 Palm Beach County homes owned by U.S. Bank. The homes in predominantly black or Latino areas had trash in the yards and overgrown lawns and holes in the structures, while the homes that were in white neighborhood had none of those problems, according to the housing group. Now, imagine living in your home and someone knocks on your door and says you have to sell, whether you want to or not, at a price that the buyer establishes. That sounds un-American, right? Well, because of a quirky state law, it is perfectly legal. Karen Reams, who lives in Madison Oaks Condominium in Palm Harbor, is caught in that legal loophole. She paid $130,000 for her condo several years ago, and now a corporation is offering her $40,000 for that $130,000 condo and telling her she has to get out. Well, Reams says she can't take a $90,000 loss and she doesn't want to leave. Stephanie Krakowski is in the same boat. She paid $162,000 for her unit back in 2007. She's being offered $82,000 and being told she, too, has to leave. The law, as it's written now, allows a corporation to force termination of the condominium if it gets 80% control. Then it can force the owners out at what that corporation determines is a fair market price. And while lawmakers say they want to take action, it may take an executive order from the governor to help the people in Madison Oaks because the process is far, far down the road. By the time the legislature meets next year, it's likely to not get any air at all, sad to say. And finally, average U.S. mortgage rates fell for the third straight week, making it affordable to borrow to buy a home. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said on Thursday that the nationwide average for a 30-year loan fell to 4.12% from 4.19% last week. The average for a 15-year mortgage, a popular choice for people who are refinancing, also went down to 3.3% from 3.36%. The 30-year rate is down from 4.53% at the start of this year. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development today announced it has reached a $5 million settlement with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, the nation's largest provider of mortgage loans, resolving allegations that the lender discriminated against women who were pregnant or had given birth recently or were on maternity leave. Now, under its authority to enforce the Fair Housing Act, HUD has conducted an intensive campaign to end maternity leave-related lending discrimination. Since 2010, 190 maternity leave discrimination complaints were filed with HUD, resulting in more than 40 settlements for a total of $1.5 million. That's before today's settlement. Now, the Fair Housing Act makes it unlawful to discriminate in real estate related to transactions, including provisions of home mortgage loans on the basis of race, color, national origin, sex, disability, or familial status. In addition to the monetary relief announced, Wells Fargo agreed to implement a new program. The new guidelines will clarify how Wells Fargo underwriters have to evaluate, process, and put through mortgage loan applications from applicants on parental leave, including maternity leave, whenever they apply for a loan. And that, my friends, is the real estate news for the day.
You think?
I think.
Well, I think that was pretty dang fair myself.
All the news that fits.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're trying to hook up with Gigi Santiago down at the Ocwen Foreclosure Prevention Conference, as it were. And that is at the Sheridan Suites in Fort Lauderdale. If you're an Ocwen customer or your house is financed by Ocwen, you might want to think about running on down there. It's at 555 Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale at the Sheridan Suites. It's the Ocwen Foreclosure Prevention event. And, you know, we always talk about when you go to the attorneys and the people that charge for these this type of information, we offer it to you at no charge whatsoever when it comes to foreclosure prevention. And all the banks are down there. The Ocwen representatives are there at the Sheridan Suites in Fort Lauderdale on Cypress Creek Road. That goes on until 5 o'clock today. And if you are an Ocwen customer, you might want to check that out. So I think Dee Phillips is with us on the line. Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Dee,
how are you?
Great. What's going on down at the Ocwen Foreclosure event at the Sheridan Suites in Fort Lauderdale today?
Well, today we have a joint event with Ocwen, and we are here to assist any Ocwen home buyer that is having a problem with their mortgage.
Right.
So they don't have to have a letter. If they are an Auckland client, I invite them to come on over. We're here until 5 o'clock today. We're at the Sheraton Suites. I believe you just announced that,
right,
in Fort Lauderdale on Cypress Creek. So they can just come on down and
Admission, right? No admission?
No admission, no. This is a free service.
Right.
We're trying to reach out to the community.
Okay. If you're an Auckland customer. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, we're trying to reach out to the community.
Okay.
So that we can reach the people in the communities that are still in need of help. I know that there are a lot of people that are in need of getting their homes modified. I urge them to come out, especially today if they are Auckland clients. If they're not Auckland clients, I urge them to contact us next week and let us work with them and help them try to save their home.
Well, that's what it's all about, saving your home.
That's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And there's no reason at this stage of the game, folks, that 2008 is when the crash hit, and we're at 14. So they put all the programs in place. Everything is there. There is no reason for you to lose your home today. And especially if you're an Auckland customer, you might want to think about running down to the Cypress Creek Sheraton on Cypress Creek Road there and check out the event. They're open till 5. Any other things going on down there?
Well, that's what we're doing today. We will have another event on November 8th. This one will be down in Miami at the Miami Marriott Dadeland at 9090 South Dadeland Boulevard in Miami. And we ask that they gather all of their documents, their tax returns, their pay stubs, their bank statements, their last utility bill. We need them to bring a budget or an expense sheet. We also need them to have a hardship letter telling them why or what happened to them.
Now, they can write that letter themselves, right?
I'm sorry?
They can write that letter themselves, right? The hardship letter?
They can write that letter. Exactly.
Right.
It's better to put it in their own words. Exactly.
Exactly.
So let them do that, do that, and then come on out and let us help. Because time is winding up, and we need to go ahead and get this taken care of. I don't want to see any other person lose their home.
That's right.
Especially when we're here, and we do not charge. We are not the attorneys. We are not charging you $300, $400, $500 a month. Our services are free. The only thing that you have to pay for is your credit report.
It's the credit report, right. Exactly.
Right. And I know that you have a different number than the one that I would give. But you can go ahead and give our phone number again so that they can grab their pens and write the number down and call us.
That's right. It's 855-48-REACH. That's a toll-free number, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. You know, Dee, thanks for joining us and helping us out with that. And I know that Kanisha and Gigi are with clients right now.
Yeah, with clients, exactly.
Well, that's good. That's what they're supposed to be doing. So when they break free, though, we'd like to talk to Gigi a little bit. I'd like to get a little overview of what happened down in at the Kendall office. Did you go down to that?
Did I go to that?
The Kendall Grand opening?
No, because I was in Miami on Wednesday.
There you go. Well,
with Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
So, I didn't go back.
Not a problem, because I know when you go down to Kendall, you need to get shots and you need to get a passport and all that stuff. So,
it's a long trip.
All right. Well, when you see Gigi, if you would just tell her to stand by, we'd like to talk to her for a little bit. And thank you for joining us and giving us the insight about the Auckland Foreclosure Prevention event going on right now at the Sheraton Suites Hotel at Cypress Creek Road.
Fantastic.
All right, that brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. Brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates, by the way. Her phone number is 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This week's house is located in Stuart, Florida, at 438 South Florida Street, to be exact. And if Stuart is the place for you, then this property is just what you're looking for. It is a beautiful 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single-family home. Great for the family that's just beginning. Well, 2 bedrooms and 2 baths, that's a pretty big place. It's been totally redone. freshly painted. Everything is brand new. The appliances, the stove, the refrigerator, and it's in a great location. That's the best part. Not far from the shopping centers and all the good things that go on. It is FHA, VA, and conventional financing available. And, of course, cash. Always put your name on the deed. If you'd like to take a look at the property from the top side and the street view, you can go to Google Maps and Google the location. It is 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart. And as we always say, Google loves the zip code. So 34994 is the zip code. Again, it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, single-family home, totally redone, freshly painted. Everything is brand new. From the kitchen to the bathrooms, everything is set and ready for you to move into. And again, it's in a great location with FHA, VA, and conventional financing. That is this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number again, 561-351-8000. Now, Pat's down at the Aquin Center right now. You may get a busy signal or a voicemail or something like that, but give her a call. 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home.
Al, I'll tell you, I just spoke with Pat a few minutes ago.
Great. This is Rick Snyder, our show producer.
It's me. Okay. Yes. They are very busy down there. They're speaking with clients right now. Gigi's speaking with clients. Kanisha, another one of our counselors, is speaking with clients. And Pat is busy with a client as well. So they are very busy, but this Aquin show is doing very, very well. We hope if you're down in that neighborhood, you get a chance to stop in and see them. And I think you've got a thank you coming up, don't you?
Yeah, well, we got about three more hours before that event's in. So if you're not too far from Cypress Creek Road, 995, that's right where the Sheraton Suites are. So we would like to say thank you for joining us every Saturday. We know you're out there. We get the emails and we get the calls, and we do appreciate your company. And we'd like to send out a hat tip to Dr. Clifford Baird. He is a mega seller with a small message. And I'm saying, come on the show, Cliff, and prove me correct. He is a great guy, and we will have him on the phone. You will just, if you've been in the business at all, Dr. Clifford Baird is a pretty big name, and he's a real motivator. You know, he talks about real estate motivation. I lost 45 pounds listening to because of what he said and how he motivates. He's really a good guy. So we hope to have him on the show. Watch for that. So visit the show website at www.reachradioshow.com and check out our Home of the Week or listen to past shows. And thank you again for listening. And thanks. I know Evan, a good friend of mine, is listening. He's always there. He's a great guy. Thanks for checking in. Oh, I love that bell, right? It's like we're at a fighting match, right? Ding, there's the bell. Let's go. It's time to get into our house. This week's segment brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And today our house has discovered a list of things that you may not want to do yourself. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, has prepared a list of do's and don'ts from the Do-It-Yourself or Else cookbook.
Very good, Alan. What do you got? If you are a do-it-yourselfer and you're handy, you want to get out there and do something. Don't do it yourself. There are a lot of things you can do. You can paint a room. You can do a lot of this stuff yourself, but there are certain things that are very risky.
Like changing a plug.
Exactly. That's number one. Oh. Home electrical work. You usually don't get a second chance with electricity. It's not a job for a handyman.
That's a shocking truth.
It's very true. Many building departments and homeowners insurance policies require you get a permit, hire a licensed electrician, get an inspection if you want any electrical work done. You're right, Al. Could be very shocking to do it wrong.
Now, really, just a light switch, you really think...
You know,
you're playing with electricity.
Depends on how handy you think you are. demolition. I'm all for the old, out with the new. But if you start swinging a sledgehammer, you may want to think this potentially dangerous project. Beyond the risks of what's in the wall, asbestos, insects, lead, paint, dust, and other hazardous materials, do you really know what's behind the walls of your home? Gas pipes, water lines, live wires, just a few of the dangers. Be very careful if you're going to do it yourself.
And munchkins.
You have to watch for the munchkins. Adding custom features to your home. You may think you're putting a personal touch on your property, but adding a funky color palette or a guitar-shaped swimming pool may make your house less desirable.
Oh, to the next guy coming along.
That's
sure.
It. Buyers want something unusual but not too crazy, such as a curved or angled wall, a few limestone columns, a walk-in fireplace, strange homes don't sell.
Stop, stop, I can't help stop, it. Stop. Did you say walk-in fireplace?
I said that. How do you get the thing started? You got to walk in there and put your fuel in. Don't do stuff like that.
A walk-in fireplace.
I'm only reading what was written.
Walk into your fireplace.
That's very good advice. Do it yourself. Tree removal ranks number one on the list of projects not to do yourself. What could possibly go wrong with tall trees, power tools, and ladders? Heavy branches, sharp blades, telephone wires, the possibility of a 15-foot fall? Ouch. Watch yourself. Steer clear of taking this dangerous project to do-it-yourself task and hire an arborist, someone who knows how to work in trees. How about emergency roof repairs? Tornado right out of Wizard of Oz just descended upon your house. Patches of your roof look like Swiss cheese. Fixing post-storm damage is a top priority. But don't. There are professionals capable of scaling rooftops and cleaning up the aftermath of such disasters. Plus, they can pin down additional structure weaknesses to help protect your home in the future, something you may miss by going up there and putting a tarp on yourself.
I was just going to say, when the hurricane season comes and all the contractors are busy and they tell you, oh, we can't get to you for at least a month.
Yeah.
I guess if you're going to go and put one of those tarps, this is hurricane season, if you're going to go put one of those blue tarps up over your roof, don't do that alone.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a few people with you. Throw a rock with a string over the roof and grab it and pull. And,
at the very least.
Yeah, whatever you do. Don't do that alone. That's you're just asking for a fall.
Here's another DIY, don't do it, animal removal and insect removal.
Like bees.
Well, the baby squirrel that took up residence in your chimney, very cute, adorable for a second or two, but it's bigger and needs to find a new home. They bite, because before you take on DIY wildlife removal, think about bats, snakes, skunks, raccoons. They are wild animals. Be careful. They are dangerous. Consider the risk of bites, rabies, or falling off of roofs and ladders. Nothing destroys the fun of a do-it-yourself project quite like an aggressive mama raccoon.
Oh, absolutely. They try to get the Reach Radio staff out of the attic at some house. It was animals, and they couldn't get us removed.
So. last one for today.
All right.
Building a fence. If you survive the arduous task of digging post holes, and they do have powered post hole diggers, but unless you splurge for that power auger, there's still math and geometry to contend with. Setting and stretching a fence is a tough project. Making everything level and line up is easier said than done.
You know, we did that once. We built a fence, and it was so straight, and we sat there in awe, and we said, wow, look how straight that is. And the property owner next door said, yeah, that's 3 feet on my property.
Watch out. Yeah, be very careful. If you're a handyman, go for it. But just keep in mind, think it through all the way. What are the risks of completing this project without any help? That's our house for today, Alan.
Well, it was a very, very, very fine house.
Yes.
Do we have two cats in the yard and all that stuff?
You can have them if you want.
We'd like to thank Crosby.
Now everything is easy because of you.
I love it. Well, when we return, the girls from Reach check in live from the Aquin foreclosure prevention event happening right now at the Sheridan Suites in Fort Lauderdale. And you still have a few hours left. You'd like to run down there and check in to their activities. Bang.
Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home,
I know a place to roam. ain't got no home. I know face is wrong.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy with a special message for first-time homebuyers. That could be you. If you're tired of paying rent and you want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, November the 2nd, from 1 to 7 p.m. That's a six-hour course, and it's located at the Reach offices in Palm Beach Gardens. Folks, these classes fill up fast. They're limited. We only have about room for about 35 people in the classroom, and that's it. And these classes fill up fast. November 2nd is just about full. If you're a first-time home buyer looking to get into your very first home, then you should check out Reach's first-time home buyer workshop. You can call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, and check out the first-time home buyer workshop. Believe it or not, HUD defines a first-time home buyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. It's like hitting the reset button on the Nintendo game. Now you're a first-time home buyer. That's a great thing. We have a couple other events coming up that we'd like to tell you about, but the first-time home buyer, like we said, they fill up fast. Call Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. But right now, we have Pat Tracy live from the Ocwen foreclosure event at the Cypress Creek Sheridan Suites. Pat, are you in there?
I am. Can you hear me, Alan?
I can hear you perfectly. You are
wonderful.
Great. So I've been telling folks that there's still enough time to run down there. You close at 5 o'clock, and there's still time.
At Cypress Creek. Make sure they know it's the one on 62nd Street in Fort Lauderdale at Cypress Creek Road.
That's correct. Cypress and 62nd are kind of the same road, depending on what side of town you're in there.
Just slightly west, I believe, Alan, right there where the train comes in and everything. But you can see the Embassy Suites from 95. You can see, well, Sheridan now it is.
That's right.
But it's the old Embassy Suites, yes.
Yeah, it's the tri-rail station's right there. That's right. It's a little bit west. So when you exit, head west and check out the Sheridan Suites right there. It's 555 West Cypress Creek Road, I think is what they call that, and they will be there till 5. So this is just for Ocwen customers, or can anybody come down?
Well, the girls are there, so anyone can come, but basically Ocwen does have their underwriters on site, and they are there working with clients, so we're looking for it to be an exciting rest of the day. It's already been busy, as you know, but I didn't want to tell you we had our grand opening in Miami this week.
Right.
And it I don't know if you've covered it, but it turned out quite well. So we are in Kendall, up and running. We're getting ready to hire our second staff person in that area. And so we're very excited about what's happening there. It was a good event. Food was sponsored by New World Title. Citibank sponsored our drawings, and a good time was had by all, I think. So it's a good kickoff. We're ready to make things happen. We had our friends from HUD visited, did the office inspection, and also came to our party. So we were really thrilled. And as a HUD-approved housing counselor, you know, there are certain things you have to do always. And so they come through and check and make sure your office is accessible to disabled clients, make sure you have a good shredder, make sure you have privacy on your computers.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to do as a HUD-approved counseling agency to protect individuals, and thank heavens HUD looks out for that. So we're glad we passed with flying colors, just like up in Palm Beach Gardens, and we're ready to go.
Yeah, it took the words right out of my mouth. We passed with flying colors, and that's exactly right. Just let's give the address out there. The address for the Kendall office is 9010 Southwest 137 Avenue in Miami, 33183. If you plug that into your GPS, it'll take you right down there. Gigi Santiago is in charge of the office down there, and she's doing a great job. And what else we have coming up? We've got an event on December the 8th. You want to talk about that for a second?
Well, we have an event coming up November 8th also.
That's right.
And that is our second Ocwen event, and that will be in Miami. So we're excited about another Ocwen event for clients who couldn't make it today or who are in the Miami area. And then we have a Partners in Progress event for nonprofits, government leaders, lenders at the St. James Hotel in South Beach on December 8th. And so we're very excited about all the events that are happening. And if you know, they're in Miami.
That's right.
We're excited about being there also.
All right. Well, Pat, thanks for checking in with us. That's all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio archives are stored. And remember, the Lobster Fest going on today at the Palmwood Masonic Lodge. For more information, call them at 561-833-0034. Hat tip to Anthony, Renee, Floyd. Thanks for listening on the iHeartRadio app. We'll see you next Saturday live from noon to 1.
Ain't got no home. I know place wrong. I'm a lonely